Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat.
I have so many things to get to. I want to start off by welcoming everyone to Al Porter Man in the Street, chapter 12, verse 23 already. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to BBCI Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in 646-478-0944. Like some of our other callers, we will be starting off with, okay, 216-309. Give me just a couple of minutes to go over a couple of things. If you're sending in music or commercials, you can send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, then don't blame Blog Talk. Or 3342 Music or BBCI Radio. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press one. Now, let's get rid of a few things if we can. I want to let people know that if you choose to, Looking Good Home Improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, door installation repairs, plastering and painting, carpentry and decks, bath, kitchen remodel, flooring, tile and wood flooring, violation list repairs, 216-205-7247, 216-205-7247, or LOOKINGGOODHOMEIMPROVEMENT.com, LookingGoodHomeImprovement.com. Wow, that was easier to get through than expected. I also want to let people know that Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr., the Instagram of Junior Alfred Porter, Facebook of Joseph, M-O-T-L-E-Y, J-R, period. You can Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com, Facebook Kent and Angelica, that's Angelica with a K. Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio with classic episodes, the webpage of hot R&B and hip-hop producer, Emax the Images, www.3342music.com. OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks, the webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. on VoiceOfRadio.com. Facebook page of Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook of Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Twitter page, of course, Al Porter Jr. 1, or Twitter at Grandpa Rapper 1. www.templabor.org if you're looking for work. That's www.templabor.org. TheLogTV.com and the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. We are Cleveland Power Groove Records YouTube channel. Now, I'm feeling very good because now I have a couple of people on the phone line. So this is what I'm going to do. Instead of just running my mouth for 10 minutes, I'm going to break down a top 10 list of a top 10 on a, I will say, Monday, to a Monday in music and entertainment. What has happened locally? We will give you some of those things. We will start off with number 10, debuting at number 10. Well, I'll give you what has just made the honorable mention before I give you a 1 through 10. The honorable mention, and you can find it, the honorable mention is underneath. I'll give you the easy one. I'll cop out. It's called, on Facebook, BBQ Beer Beats and Bars. That's celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. And it's this Saturday at Real Smoke Barbecue, Inc., 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Real Smoke Barbecue, Inc., celebrating 50 years of hip-hop in Cleveland. This year's confirmed guest and Silver B Award winners, Brothers for the Struggle, Al Fats, Prime DiBiase, Suave Gotti, MC Chill, AMG, Machine Gun Kelly, Alfred Porter, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Ray Cash, Ray Jr., Pooh Gutta, DJ Johnny O, the Grand Wizard from Nerve DJs, Brains Davis, Kid Cudi, and Big Hef. Special performances by Aaliyah Divine and Great Man Guapo, as well as the fact that it's a large open mic type of thing where we will welcome in a lot of different people. I'm just thankful to be a part of that. That's your honorable mention. We don't know where it will place by next week, but let's see. Number 10 debuting. Number 10, debut seed planting, which happened at the Cultural Gardens last Saturday. Number 9, it was the anti-violence walk. It happened. BWA, a lot of others were part of that. Number 8, debuting, Sheriff Kilroy. BTA was on Voice It Radio. Long story short, voiceitradio.com. They were on a program, a Voice It Radio call, Hot Mess in the Evening. They redebuted the song BTA from Sheriff Kilroy. The fifth album, The Long-Awaited Detox from Sheriff Kilroy. They played the music video and said, wait a minute, we know the song had hundreds of views, but it should go viral. So they grabbed it, played the video. Because of that, they said they'll put the song and push it this coming Saturday as well. As I look at this phone, hold on a second. Trey Soul Gone. You called me while I was live on the air. Okay, I got you. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to send it off and let him know that you know that you can call in live to this radio show. And so since he did that, that's what we're going to do. And let him know that call it now. And Trey Soul Gone just called a second time. With that being said, bam, that's easier said now. Now, where was I? Also, the song called I'm Mad was brought up by the Rock AME Zion Church. pastor used that song as a Black History moment, and said that that particular track should be looked at because the genius of it was that it talked about 400 plus years of slavery being mistreated, and there's a reason why we're mad. With Jesus, you can be glad. Very, very powerful thing right there. 6 4 6 4 7 8 0 9 4. Okay. So with that being said, there it is. Now, as I prepare to go to the phone lines, and I'm glad because I'm going to stop right there. I'll give you the rest of the top 10 throughout each phone call. I'm looking forward to some of the callers who are on the air because they have a lot to add to the conversation. So let me start with that 216-309. You've been on so patient. 216-309, how you doing?
Hey, everybody. What's going on out there in Black Talk Radio? This is Zalinda, the Sprinda A. Fomar. As my colleagues will call me, Queen B. How's everybody doing?
We're doing excellent as we move through to these phone callers. What's going on this fine evening?
Is this the purpose of being alive that the Lord woke me up this morning to see another day? That's a blessing
that.
Itself right there.
Yes, it is.
It's a blessing itself right there. And, you know, just like to say, you know, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I tell you, it's so much going on. It's in my every week is something going on. Every day is something going on. I mean,
true.
Shooting after shooting, and then this bomb thing they had up in Washington, D.C., two airplanes, like they was in the air together.
Yes.
And one airplane, a private plane, had left in Nashville, Tennessee, going into Washington, they tried to call the pilot on the private plane. He lost contact, and then they all went down. So everybody on that plane, deceased y'all. Just keep them families in prayer because, you know, you never know. I'm telling you right now, you never know when the death is going to knock at your door. You know, the Bible said, be also ready when he comes.
Yes, indeed.
And in Romans 3:8-5, it says, the work that you do unto others for you is the work of God purposely, what you do for him and purpose. That's Romans 3:5-8. And we are, he wake us up every morning, hallelujah, for a purpose to see this day that he has made and mold for the next day so we can get our journey going on. And he order our footsteps every day, what we do, you know. And, you know, blessings on blessings. I say it all the time, love the love for you, for everybody out there in the radio audience. And You know, we all are made. We all good. Nothing makes you bad is what you pick and hang around with or purposely keep, you know, dealing with. But God, he can keep on forgiving us. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Over and over again.
He's a forgiving God. I'm glad to say that. And, you know, the children are out for summer, Brother Al. And
yes.
I'm just going to put a word for thought, you know. If there's any summer programs out there, y'all, any summer programs, please, ma'am and please, sir, get your – I know some of the libraries and some the hospital clinics and churches are doing the summer feeding, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks. But I know the libraries are doing the lunch, the snack,
okay,
and the dinner, some of them, you know. So pay attention to the news. When you watch the news, it's on 5, 8, and 3, you know, they tell about what location the public library is doing the summer eating for the children. So I don't have nothing else to say. I just want to say everybody, I love everybody. I see this every week on Block Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to us every Monday night at 9 o'clock. And to my colleagues, Al, Ronnie B., R., Deacon Deontay Taylor, to Ms. Glass, to the Lords of Swap Gotti, Major Tab, DJ Watt, everybody. Thanks to myself as well as Queen B. Thanks for listening to Block Talk Radio. I'm signing off. God bless you. Peace out. And have a blessed week, everybody. Thank you very much.
No problem. And I am going to get to the rest of the phone callers. I'm going to keep on going as fast as possible. So we'll give you another one and say that in the top 10, debuting at number 7, CUMR, Cleveland Underground Music Radar, volume 16, which has around 700 views already, and the Shock Issue that features DJ Pac-Man was out at Carouche Park just a few weeks back. And Volume 17 has a few hundred views already. That's the special tribute that came out from Kai Dog to none other than Jim Brown. Number 6 debuting, Facebook, Stoney and Eric's Music Video Shoot. Now, for those who are wondering, wait a minute, why would he bring that up? Well, it's because it's this Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at University Circle. We need extras for this video. Your role will be to look at us like we are from another planet. Meet us at The Hand on Euclid Avenue in University Circle. The link to the live show. So with that being said, for those people who have wanted work in videos, be a part of something, that is coming up, and I expect that to be a nice thing in itself. Now, number 5, and I'll stop there and go back to the phone lines. Number 5, debuting YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. He's got music videos with legendary poet Gail Henderson, Dolores Gray, the song called Zumba Time, Nia Too Sexy, Endo, Bang. He's putting in work. We're going to stop right there because I want to know who else is on the phone line, and we have a lot of nice people to go to. So let's go to that 216-548, 216-548. How are you doing out there?
Good evening, Mr. Porter, and everyone who's listening, and to your sponsors. And this is Apostle at Reverend Pinckney. Everyone who knows me pretty much knows I'm running for president of the United States for 2024. But I had called you earlier, Mr. Porter, today because I have a really sincere burden on my heart. And I need your colleagues to keep me in prayer and also wrap your arms around me and support me. And one of my concerns, I heard you at the beginning of the broadcast, and thank you for this broadcast, talking about those who talk about the 400 years of slavery and bondage that this country is still in. I reported abuse. I left Ohio again because every time I've left Ohio, it's been for negative reasons. I've been trying to get myself safe one way or another. Only when I left this last time, well, not this last time, but one of the last times, I left with my 4 babies, and when I got where I was supposed to be safe with my protection order, I was held hostage, pretty much, held against my will and my rights, unlawfully confined, detained, while they stole the system, this government system and these religious leaders set me up and went into school and stole my babies from me. 3 of them, and told them I had given them away and came in and made sure where I was. I had nowhere to be and snatched my 2-year-old. And instead of people wrapping their arms around me and asking me what really happened, I've been living this nightmare for over 20 years. And currently, the administrative and presiding judge for Cuyahoga County, Brendan J. Sheehan, and his wife, in the 8th District Court of Appeals, Michelle Sheehan,
mm-hmm.
These judges have been covering this up the sexual abuse of my children, the sexual abuse of me, are being kidnapped in my home with my four babies, multiple abuses that have been reported to Children's Services, to the Cleveland Police, Shaker Heights Police, FBI, and you name it, with medical records, police reports, all types of proof. But because I'm not white and because I'm not male, no one has wrapped their arms around me and asked me what happened to me on that day. No one has asked me, what can they do for me? Everyone assumes, because it's the government, this racist, sexist government, that because they did it, I had to have done something wrong. Kind of like if for religious people, Job, I've done nothing wrong. I reported abuse. And I and then Judge Donald C. Nugent in the federal court blocked me. They put labels on me. And Mr. Porter, community activists, have gotten together in their whispers and accused me of horrible things. And not one of them has wrapped their arms around me. Not one female has embraced me. And I hear all this love talk and all this stuff is hypocritical. I hear all this pro-life and pro-choice is hypocritical. I chose to keep my babies, although they were conceived through abuse. I chose to keep my, that was my choice. Nobody has a right to violate that. I'm not going to take up much of your time. I'm very burdened by this, that the legal system not only has denied me the right to represent myself, which is unconstitutional, they denied me the access to an attorney, for an attorney to represent me. And this court, Judge Kathleen Ann Sotula and Judge Donald C. Newton put labels on me so no one would help me. I've heard people falsely accuse me of things in reference to my children. I've been denied the right to protect and provide for my children in the United States of America as a citizen. And I'm going to leave you with this. I just want to read this real quick poem I wrote, and I don't want to, because I don't want to be selfish. And I just ask this question to Brendan J. Sheehan and Michelle Sheehan, who I hope nobody ever votes for again, and Kathleen Sotula, that she gets moved before she retires, and Donald C. Nugent and Patricia A. Gaughan, the chief judge in the United States Northern District Court. My babies, what have you done to my babies? I am a woman, a mother, a female, not a doormat. By the rivers of Babylon, by the lake called Erie, I have hung my harp, my hat. I have wept. I have sat. My hope has been in Jesus Christ. You say I have bad faith, yet still I wait. I wait for justice to roll down for me like this mighty stream that I read and heard about in someone else's dream. Your racism is so strong, even within my own race. You will not even look me in my face. Where are my babies? How did they get there? We had a good name in my care. We were safe in my care. You lied. You robbed me. You stole them from me, then disappeared in thin air. You say what you do is civil and procedure. You spend trillions of dollars in advertising, telling lies, telling me to call you if I really need you. White people are not the only ones with knowledge. You pipeline those who are not to prison, not college. Jesus Christ represents the Lamb in you. What have you done to my babies right here in America? The red, the white, the black, the brown, the yellow, and the blue. You robbed me of my rights to be the mom to protect and provide. Through Lake Erie and other waters and your wallet, you have made them hide. You went into a school with my civil protection I had in place as you held me hostage, told them that I had given them away. You came where I was supposed to be safe with my two-year-old that unexpected day. You say we have no right to life because we are not all white. You use it against me because I am not jet black. You say I just need to get over it, just fall back. Those the same color as me tell me to just let things be, to racist white America hang people on a tree. I'm a presidential candidate for this 2024 election and race. It is time for this nation to see a new face. I shall always love my babies. Although so many lies about me are told, my babies and my freedom shall never be bought or sold. I walk by faith, not by sight, even on this most difficult, memorable night. My babies, who I gave birth to from my womb, shall not be compromised by your racist, sexist tombs. The fruit of my womb is blessed, even though my babies, my sucklings, were robbed and stolen from my nest, from my breast. Thank you, Mr. Porter.
Thank you.
Keep me in your prayers. Anybody that would help me, I would really appreciate it. Because I'm being denied the right, my constitutional right for legal services, and I have been displaced. I have nowhere to live. Just the whole nine yards, and they put a mental health label on me to cover this up, and I have documents to say that I'm not mentally ill. I'm just being mentally abused and otherwise. And my phone number is 216-548-0820, and anybody who wants to help me with the campaign so this never happens to anybody again, I would really appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Porter.
You're more than welcome. I remember going out there a couple of times with you, just basically on the front line. Before I go to my other couple of phone callers, and this will be very fast and to the point, just a quick change in direction. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment number 4, moving up. Facebook called it Ninth Wonder with Mussolini and more. It was last Friday. And number 3, moving up, promotions and everything else. Facebook, it was Eric Wilson and Rock P4 video shoot. That happened yesterday at Gordon Park. Miss Cleto, Half Dead, Kai Dog, Freestyle Clinic, Man in the Street. We'll leave the top 2. I'm going to go straight to the other phone callers. I'm going to the 216-338. How are you doing out there?
What's going on with you, brother?
I'm doing excellent. As a matter of fact, man, let the world
yes,
know
sir.
Who you are, please.
Oh, let y'all know. This is Trey Sogon. How y'all doing, man? Nice to meet y'all. I'm an artist, content creator, digital creator, man. It's nice
All
to
right.
be on the radio with you today, man.
Man, this is the first of I Know Many. For the simple fact, I want to give a big shout-out to Khadijah's Creations, because when she has just a knack for finding some of the best people in the world. And little did I know that I was going to be hooked up with a name that I recognized, Trey Sogon, because I heard one song, and now I'm adding 2 songs to a playlist
yes,
on an upcoming Tuesday, so you'll be able to come into a studio real soon. But 2 of the songs I really like was For the Hit and No Suggestions. So I'm going to stop right there and ask you, how did you pick that name? It's so unique, brother.
Which one are you talking about?
Your name as an artist, Trey Sogon.
Are you talking about the Trey Sogon? All right, let me tell you about that, man. So one day I was just thinking about changing my name, and then I was asking the gang, you know, I'm with the bros all the time, and I was asking them. So it ain't all the way up to me. I got a shout out to my bros. They know who they is, my cousin. But they kind of helped me get the name Sogon, man. You know, we doing a whole bunch of this, a whole bunch of that, and I be gone. I'm always on the move. I be high, too, off the marijuana. You know, I got to keep that 420 in play.
Gotcha.
So it's no meaning, but many meanings at one time. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Happy 420 all year round. I hear you on that. And
yes,
with that
sir.
Being said, when you played the song For the Hit, I said, wait a minute. I'm going to have to debut that and do my best to debut that big within another couple of Tuesdays.
Yes, sir.
When I say that, it's because when I heard it, I wanted to immediately do what? I didn't like where I heard it. You played it for me.
But I had to come home.
Yes,
sir. You had to go hit
a
rec.
And I blasted it. on the big screen, and I heard it and saw everything, and it is industry standard. It does not sound bargain basement at all. You
at all.
Really have a unique sound. So talk to me about songs like For the Hit or No Suggestions, but For the Hit has so many different messages in it.
Yeah,
talk to us, man.
Yeah. I was going through a lot, man. I'm still going through a lot right now. So with that being said, the music that's coming after For the Hit going to be even way more into it. But For the Hit, I was just going through a lot, man. I actually had to take my time with that song, man. So it's definitely a lot into that. No Suggestions. I don't know. I did ask when the studio, and I couldn't think about nothing, and I said it like I was about to write this with No Suggestions, and that's how that song came. You know, I just wrote this with No Suggestions out there. You know what I'm saying? It's a legendary hit. It's out here. A lot of people listen to my music, man. I got Akron behind me, and I got Cleveland behind me. I ain't really did too much, nothing too big.
You know, I'm looking forward to this coming Saturday, just seeing you grab the mic. I'm also I'm not letting anybody off the hook. I got to let people know that one of the special guests who will be there, I'm looking forward to at least seeing you at 3829 Lorraine Avenue. That's 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I'll say
yes,
a
sir.
Young legend in the making around other legends.
Yes,
and
sir.
Talk to me about you, basically speaking, you get up and get out to make things happen because a lot of people, they don't travel two blocks away. But you look like you felt right at home, Cleveland State University. Yes, sir. And the fact that you speak well, you have confidence, you know your music. So talk to me about, you know, traveling out to Akron, the 330. Tell me about that. What caused you to get up and get out?
Ain't nothing, the money. It's always the money, man. You need that to move forward. It's actually a pointless item to me, but the way they like the lady that just got off the radio said, man, like they make it, you know, so I ain't really gonna get into all that, but yeah, it's all about the money. So I saw opportunity in Akron, and I actually been out there and back and forth for the past 5, maybe 6 years, so.
And see, that's why I say I've seen the name on a lot of different flyers
last year
and promotions.
Was the Akron Civic Theater. I definitely did like a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago.
I got you. So with that being said, I'm hyped up because you definitely are a young person with a voice who takes things in. Just the fact that you had to stop yourself from getting deep into that last subject about needing that money to move forward and the last phone caller and everything like that. So what do you think older people get wrong when dealing with some young people like yourself? What is it some of us get wrong? What is it you would like to see some of us get right?
I ain't gonna say I can't because y'all not always wrong, man. It is a lot of knuckleheads out here, you know. Nowadays, this is definitely like it's senseless out here. So everybody got they own ways right now. It's like I don't know. I feel like the way they just took everybody's unity and took, you know, split everybody apart and it's just all war and tension everywhere, so it ain't y'all getting nothing wrong. It's just a lot of motherfuckers is lost. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and that's on both sides, y'all side and our side, so.
Man, I'll tell you what. I not only look forward to seeing you this coming Saturday, but Creator Willis, as long as I have everything going through, within the next week and a half, next 10 days, I would love to debut a couple of your songs on Voice It Radio, and within the month bring you into the studio and give you an hour interview just to hear more from you.
Yes, sir. I'm down for that. You know, you my brother, man. We're going to always do the thing. And I'm looking forward to letting you present this beautiful music to the world. And also, I'm looking forward to coming into the station and, you know, going to be our own little drink champs.
Okay, let's do that. And I just want to say again, thank you for coming through and calling in, because if nothing else, I just want to throw this out here. You are setting an example that when people come through and try to pretend and say what young people don't bring to the table, a person like you, you get out there and show and prove them definitely wrong. Just by being you. So it's an honor to meet you, and I'm looking forward to working with you in the future and seeing you once again this coming Saturday. Thank you, brother, for
yes,
calling
sir.
In.
I appreciate
and,
it, Brother Al.
Hey, no problem, my brother. And I apologize. I can't let Treso Gone leave until you tell us how we can follow, be a part, join, and help push
your
movement.
Man. Okay, y'all can follow me on Instagram. That's Treso Gone, TreSoGone. I really don't give that too much play, but I could definitely get my information to Big Brother Al, and I'm pretty sure you could get it out there, because I got some weird spelling going on with my social media network name. It's Japanese, so I don't want to confuse nobody. But y'all can definitely touch me on YouTube. I'm on Apple Music. I'm on Musi. All major platforms. Y'all can find me. Just hit that T-R-E. So gone. All one word.
I appreciate the call. Hey, stay up. Stay safe. And I look forward to politicking with you. Hey, much sooner than later. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You know I'm going to touch bases with you.
We already know. Thank you, family.
All right, brother. I appreciate it. You have a great night. I'm about to get me some good meals in.
I got you. No problem. And what I'm going to do is go directly to the next phone caller, because I have a feeling we're on a roll. So I'm going to that 480 area code, that 480 area code with the 869. What's going on out there? You're on live. Is there anything you'd like to add to the conversation? 480 area code with the 869? Or were you just listening? And if you were just listening, we understand and overstand. I might come back to you later on and see if you have anything to add, just because it is out of the area code. And I appreciate you for listening. Before I go to 216-347, let me stop myself and go back through, and at least, if nothing else, okay, let's see a couple other phone lines and numbers coming through and coming up, for the simple fact I'm just having a phenomenal time this evening. Before I do anything else, I am going to say that our top two in the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment, number two, the biggest jump, was Facebook. You can find it, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Hip Hop Workshop, number 238, and other events. You had a lot of things going on there. Before I do anything else, I would just like to say some of the people there was, of course, DJ Dollar Rock, who kept the music spinning all through the evening. Special shout-out goes to Hayes Flowers, who provided flowers for the Queens, that 216-334-9820 for them. You also had Dantes Taylor, Almighty FX, square off in the written exam challenge, and you'll get the winners this coming Wednesday evening, E-Man Kingley's Facebook Live page, where they will tell you who the crowd is gone for so far. You had Diane Harris, you had Nita Harris, okay, you had Rawson, Damien, you also had, now, let's get to some of the others who came through from the very beginning. So you had DJ Cowboy, Miss Monica. You also had Angela Y. Davis. Now, Angela Y. Davis gave an excellent birthday gift. I just can't do nothing with it until the 23rd, but I've got a nice cigar and something else. Big shout-out to Khadijah's Creations, who originally started things off for her birthday. I can't wait to put on that king outfit. That's it. As well as General Donald Walker Brown, who dropped off something. Daymate had an excellent birthday film, but I'm going to leave that all off until the 23rd, the day before the actual birthday of the 24th. Now, Angela Y. Davis was in the building, Major Taps. Excellent job he did. He was interviewed live on, we will say, air when Daughters of the Nile radio show did their program live and interviewed him, and he made his big announcement at performing BET Awards. Brother Derek Blake, of course, you just heard the name. Trey Sogon was definitely in the building. You had Daniel Woods, Big Brother Aaron. You had B-Boy class out in the hall where we were learning how to pop lock and do other basic dance moves with B-Boy Never Too Late from the Ill Style Rockers from Akron. It's the 330 area code. December Rose, Tammy T, Mr. Ronnie B, Marva Bradley, Rocky Wood, Mercedes White. It was a phenomenal program. You even had a massage chair brought to you out in the hall, Khadijah's Creative Massage. And so that was excellent. When will this show be posted? This show will probably be posted within an hour, and then I'll send it out to everybody who wants it in their text message. So my thing is, the number one event, because it had thousands of people, no matter what people may say, it had thousands of it. Shut down streets downtown on last Saturday. It was the Pride parade that happened. It shut downtown Cleveland down. So now let's go to 216-347, 216-347, and see how they're doing. 216-347, how are you doing?
Great. How you doing, Brother Al?
I'm doing excellent. Who am I talking to?
Rico Dance of the Press of Black Lives Matter for the Dash.
All right. And I'm glad that you're the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. You've done an excellent job representing us from, I'll say, Cleveland, Cuyahoga County, all the way down to D.C. So what's going on with you, Rico?
Great, in the national level. So first thing, I want to thank Councilwoman Shantia Brown for when she was county council, she the one who helped me pass the text 911 for people who are deaf and hard of hearing. That's the first thing I want to thank her, okay? She the one who helped me pass text 911 for people.
Right.
Okay. So, and another thing, the guy who killed the deaf guy in Baltimore City, he usually do life without parole. Okay. So I'm still communicate with the city attorney and me, still communicate every other week, okay? Let me know what's going on. To let me know what's going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So about Miss Brown, she's the one who helped me pass Catch 911. She understand about people who are deaf and hard of hearing.
Right.
And all people who have cell phones, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, and the one thing I could thank her for, cause if it weren't for our leadership together, this would never happen, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I'd be fighting for fair access, and I believe fair. Now, for Mayor Bibbs, okay?
Okay.
You control three budgets. School board and the city, the school board budget and it's a big few but budget, okay?
Right.
Why is you in control the police department? Is that correct? He point whoever
yes.
he want to point at the police department. Okay.
Right.
Why only D.C. is the only police place in the country have a deaf or hard of hearing unit? Okay.
Right.
So what I call the city today, and I call the chief office, and I call the mayor office. Okay.
Okay.
So it's not in our budget. You can put everything in your budget. You can put everything in your budget. Why is this not your budget?
Mm.
Okay.
Mm. Right.
You can put everything else in your budget. You can put anything you want, he want, in the budget.
Mm.
What about having fair access to citizens, okay? Now, in his unit, Al Porter, they have an iPad and they got 8 officers who know American Sign Language. 8 officers who know us. From the lieutenant and every the detectives in the whole unit know American Sign Language. Okay? That should be a part of their training when they do how to communicate with people who are deaf or hard of hearing or mental health. Deal with people with a disability. That should be in their training.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because you know what happened to my sister, Timmy Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we just want them to be fair. That's all I have to say for tonight.
Thank you so much. And that is a very, very big question that we know you'll be asking the mayor as you come back through Cleveland in your travels. And just let us know when so we can be down there to support you. And we appreciate you. Thank you.
I'm coming in June because my cousins get married in June. I'm flying to Cleveland next Sunday, so I will be at the next city council next Monday, and I'm going to be asking him that question because if we understand at Al Porter, policing is over public safety. If 60% of the budget is coming from public safety, why don't we ask the chief and the mayor these hard questions? Or only they care for, all that the mayor cares for is the white people on the west side. What have we done for the African Americans on the east side? I tell like it is, that the truth is spoken.
Well, he's got to answer those questions, and I appreciate you. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
No problem. Wow. I couldn't even give a good answer because, or argument because of all the millions that it looks like is going into the West Side market. I'm going to leave that alone. Last phone call is starting too much trouble. I'm going to go to the 216-324-216-324. How are you doing out there? 216-324 going once. 324 going a second time. I appreciate you for listening. My thing is this. You all who call in, make the show. You do. You make the show. I'm going to at least, because it's there, I'm going to stop what I'm doing and at least say when it comes down to it, why wouldn't I do the next thing and just say that we do this show, my staff and I, we plan it for me to be able to run my chops to you, do a lot of things, basically speaking for you, for those people who came to the hip-hop workshop, whether you did massage therapy, whether you were the DJ, whether you came through and said, hey, the music I have might not be suitable here, but I recognize it. I'm going to do things elsewhere. What you got? You all really made up a brother's weekend, and you made up other people's weekends by just coming through and being supportive and showing support. So go send this track out to you all. Why wouldn't I send it out for you?
Life I chose, the air I breathe, the blood I bleed. Gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I do it all for you, yo. But I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just tryna live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just tryna live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all for you. I did it all for you. I do it all for you, yo. My life is like soft glass, yo. A younger year heart, yo. High memories of my past. That fast money, yeah, I gotta have. Say I'm a hundred, but where you at, yo? At a point like my life is over, yo. Late nights for them leftovers, yo. For every dollar, every penny. Like you my man, but you ride against me, yo. I bought my dirt, I bought my lonely. Cause most of you ain't real, y'all phony. Ain't real, y'all phony. I gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I threw it all for you, yo. But I don't wanna just give it up. My back too, yo. It's kinda funny how it ain't the same. Changing up for a little fame, yo. But from the dirt, it was all me. Grinding hard till I'm 6 feet, yo. Would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me, yo. Would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, 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 yo. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it all to you, yo. But I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it all for you.
Appreciate everybody. The last two who called in, like I tell people, you don't have to hang up on this show. You could be at work. You could be doing something else. Could be a lot of noise. You might not be able to talk. But I can at least make the attempt. If you can't talk, I understand and overstand. But I will go back to the line and try once again to see if there was anything that needed to be said from 216-324. Let's see. If anything needs to be said from 216-324, going once,
Brother Al Porter, this is Mike Thiel.
Man, what's going on, Brother Mike?
Nothing much, Al. You know what? I'm a first-time caller, so I wasn't abreast of the process. But, you know, actually, I was just enjoying the show, man. I didn't have anything to say. I just wanted to give you some support, brother, and let you know I love you, man, and keep doing what you're doing.
Man, thank you for calling in and showing that love and support. I'm going to say that I'm glad to hear from you, Brother Mike. And the reason that I say that is because when it comes down to it, what keeps you still fighting after all these years? Because when it came time for the fight for 15, you were there. The whole way that Q deal went wrong, you were there, and you're still around. What keeps you fighting strong?
Well, you know, Al, you know, as an organizer, man, you want to win. You know what I mean?
And, yes, sir.
And, you know, that's a never-ending battle. And, you know, hey, man, you know, just a sign of the times keep me motivated, man, to stay out here. You know, it's a lot of injustice. You know, I've been in Cleveland all of my life, man, you know. And, you know, although we've made strides and it appears to be betterment in our community, but, you know, it's a betterment is only for a few. And many continue to suffer, and we can't use that betterment to ease the suffering of the few, then we have to ask ourselves, by what measure are we measuring our betterment? And man, so, you know, that's what keeps me motivated, man, because, you know when you really take inventory on situations that we face today, you know, we were facing those same issues years ago, so... Hey, man, until we win, man, I'll be at the forefront, you know. You want just let my little light shine, whatever I can do.
Then I appreciate that. May you enjoy your evening. Stay progressive. I look forward to working with you on the front line of many issues.
Sounds good, my brother. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. As a matter of fact, I know basically how to end the show, but I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go back to the 480 area code with the 869 and see if they'd like to add a minute or maybe even, you know, 90 seconds. Is there anything coming from that 480 area code with the 869? How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal. And you?
I'm okay. I was just, you know, listening and enjoying the show, hearing all your guests, and, you know, just, I'm cooking, you know, wanted to basically support you, you know, and I guess talk about a little bit about Khadijah's creation. I'm a spiritual advisor, and also, I do arts and crafts and different things like that with children and teaching and things like that. So, but basically, I was just enjoying the show. And
thank you for your support. Mm-hmm. And if anybody would like to get in touch with you for some of many different things that you do, what's the best way for them to look you up?
Either they can directly go to my Instagram, which is Khadijah's /creation, or they can go to my Facebook and inbox me at Khadijah Amatula, or I guess call me directly. I also have a cleaning company also, and I've been advertising that, you know, trying to get that out the door. So those are the ways that you can contact me for those services. You see my Instagram, my number, or you can do my inbox me on my Facebook page.
then thank you very much for taking the time to just call in to support and listen. And we appreciate you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a
no
good
problem.
Night.
You do the same, definitely. And like one thing I can say, yeah, she can cook. And I'm looking forward to, we're going to put it out there, the cleaning service that she has, it's in high demand. And we will do everything we can to continue that. And, of course, it's Creative Massage. Very, very proud of the people who call in, who take that time. And it's just an honor. And one thing I can say, being such a life of the party that she is, we definitely look forward to seeing her in everything from entertainment, music videos, you name it. That's a blessing. Everybody who called in, we appreciate you. I think I know what to leave out on. This is a classic. From one of the people who called in, it's definitely a classic. We're going to go out on a message from Mike. Mike Seals. I remember this message quite well.
Hello, this is Mike Seals with the Workers' Justice Committee. I have lived in Cleveland for more than 50 years, and what I saw Monday night at Cleveland City Hall made me sick. Our heartless mayor, Frank Jackson, and his dishonest council president, Kevin Kelly, they confirmed for me they don't care about the people who live in our city. They are content to let us live in poverty with low-wage jobs and no hope for a better tomorrow. Just last year, they robbed us of our right to vote to raise the minimum wage in the city of Cleveland, and now they are giving away an estimated $88 million out of our pocket to a billionaire owner of the Cavs. If you are fed up with these backroom deals that only benefit the wealthy and the well-connected, then it's time to take action. We the people must raise up and hold Frank Jackson and Kevin Kelly accountable. We are stronger together and a powerful political force for change in our community. Join our movement by calling area code 866-900-8292. Again, that number is 866-900-8292.
Thank you all for listening. That commercial was a blast of the past. Talk to you all much sooner than later. Catch you all at different places. And if nobody else said it, I appreciate you. Every day you live and then wake up, that's the best way to kick a hater in the behind. Because a hater can't stand it when you wake up and you live your life and you do better. Thank you.